They're treating Palestinians like second-class citizens. They're treating them like subhuman beasts. And it sells that in their Talmud.
So the Jews can screw America. That's what's happening in this country. I just said it.
I mean, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? That straight-up, old-fashioned, Western, European, Christian, anti-Jewish hatred would re-emerge? And it would emerge in the mainstream? Because they've never let it go. You have the open, Jew-hating Western supremacists who are, you know, all about the Rothschilds and the Jews control everything and IPAC and what have you. And then you have the camouflage Jew haters who are the like the non-Jewish Zionists, the Christian Zionists, and even some of the Jewish Zionists like Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir, Smotrich and the like. I mean, they hate Jews and they hate Judaism more profoundly than you can imagine. The Jewish Zionists. But both of them are the same. They both hate the Jews. The one side, the overt Jew haters, like that trust fund Armenian who was on Piers Morgan and Candace Owens and many, many others. There's many others. They're interested in blame shifting. They're interested in preserving the illusion of white Western goodness, white Western morality, purity, and so forth. They're interested in shifting all of the evil of Western so-called civilization to the Jews. So they grossly exaggerate the power, the influence, and the control of Jews in America and in Europe and in the world overall. You know, they push this narrative that the Jews run the world, because if the Jews run the world, then their own guilt and their own responsibility for their own actions is minimized. The Jews made us do it. That sort of thing. So let's all unite against this common hook-nosed enemy. And plenty of Muslims fall for that deception. Plenty of Muslims fall for it, and it's embarrassing. Even though these are the same people, the very same people, who have done nothing but hate you for century after century after century. And then, of course, the other ones, the Zionists, they're just more clever in how they hate the Jews. But paradoxically, they're even stupider, at least the Jews among them. They literally don't mind embracing the narrative of the other group, the overt Jew-hating group. Embracing the narrative that the Jews control the world, that the Jews are super smart and so on. They don't mind degrading the Jews morally. They don't mind degrading the Jews ethically and religiously. They genuinely don't care about the souls of Jewish people, the Jewish Zionists and the Christian Zionists. And they genuinely don't care how short-sighted it is for them to do any of this. About how myopic it is to literally fuel the hatred of Westerners against the Jews. Never mind what kind of a history they had. The Zionists don't care about that. They always work together. The Zionists have always worked together, hand in hand, with Westerners who violently hate the Jews. Because of course they did. They both hate Jews. Jewish Zionists and Christian Zionists both hate the Jews. Honestly, over the past year, the carefully constructed myth of superior Jewish intellect has been permanently debunked. So now you have the Zionists fanning the flames of anti-Jewish hatred, and they're successfully, the Jewish-hating mob has successfully infiltrated the pro-Palestinian movement with genuine bigotry. Now you're getting old-fashioned Nazi-esque propaganda slipped into the pro-Palestinian cause, which is something that they've always wanted, both groups. Both groups are happy about this. The overt Jew haters and the camouflage Jew haters. The open, white, Western supremacist bigots and the Zionists. The Zionists have always said that being anti-Israel means being anti-Jewish. And now you're having those lines being blurred with people like this Belzarian and others ranting neo-Nazi KKK talking points under the banner of being pro-Palestinian. Well, this is great for them. They want so-called anti-Semitism to spread in the West. Of course they do. That's always been the main fuel for Zionism. And for the open Jew haters like Belzarian, it's great because the worse their own crimes are in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Lebanon, and so on, the worse their crimes get, because this is a Western genocide. Don't lose sight of that. It is an American genocide. It's another American genocide. So The worse those crimes get, the more they need to be able to shift the blame and shift the responsibility for their own actions so that they can actively commit crimes against humanity and shrug it off as if it's someone else's fault. Oh, they're completely in sync. To me, there's no difference between a Dan Bilzerian and a Jonathan Greenblatt, as far as I'm concerned. One pretends to be a friend of the Muslims and an open enemy of the Jews, and the other pretends to be a friend of the Jews and an open enemy of the Muslims. But the truth is, both of them hate the Jews and both of them hate the Muslims. They just pursue it by different strategies. Because the Zionist so-called Jews are Western colonizers, and they have the same mentality as Western colonizers, which includes anti-Semitism, hatred of actual ethnic and religious Jews, and hatred of Arabs, Arab Muslims and Arab Christians, and a white supremacist, Western supremacist mindset. When people say that Israelis are no different from the Nazis, that's literally true. It's not just about their brutality, it's about their mentality, and it's about what interests they serve. So someone like Dan Bilzerian is a treasure for the Zionists, just the same as the Jordan Peterson. But you just don't understand the game if you think they're different from one another, or you think that they serve different purposes. Look, Peterson has been saying for years that the Bolsheviks, that the communists, killed millions of people in Soviet Russia. And Bilzerian says that the Jews killed 10 million Christians in Soviet Russia, in the Soviet Union. They're saying the same thing. You should understand that Bolshevik is just a code word for Jew. Never mind that Lenin wasn't a Jew, that Stalin wasn't a Jew, and in fact, if you really are honest about it, none of the Bolshevik leaders were Jews in terms of religion. They were atheists. There were plenty of them who had Jewish heritage, but they were atheists, just like the Zionists. But you choose not to say that atheists killed 10 million Christians. When a white Western supremacist says Bolshevik, they mean Jew. That's what Peterson means, and that's what Bilzerian just says out loud. Peterson is a rabid Zionist. Bilzerian is a rabid Jew hater. See? There's no difference. The West has never actually addressed their own hatred, their hatred for everyone but them, everyone that isn't them, you know, their anti-Semitism, their racism, their misogyny, their xenophobia. They never address it. I mean, they'll clamp down on so-called hate speech, but that's not because they disapprove of hatred. It's because they want to look like they do. And the harder they clamp down, it just means the harder they hate, actually. Because they have to do that much more just to appear anti-hate. And of course, the harder they clamp down, the more the hate festers. Because you can't combat hatred through superficial measures like censorship. All you do is deepen the hypocrisy. Because that's how the West deals with everything. Only on the appearance level, only on the surface level. Never at the source level, never at the root. It's like someone who has terrible dental hygiene wearing veneers. You know, they look like they have a beautiful smile, but they actually have rotting teeth. That's the West. But Muslims get happy when a Bilzerian or a Candace Owens condemns Israeli crimes. Never mind the fact that their motive has nothing to do with helping Palestinians or helping Muslims. Their motive is to fan the flames of anti-Jewish hatred, absolve the collective white West of responsibility, and of course to get likes and clicks and raise their profile on social media. They want to lay the blame for American bombs, American drones, American missiles, American warplanes, American attack helicopters committing genocide with American funding, protected by the American veto power at the UN, all promoted and all praised by American politicians, and in fact carried out to a great degree by American dual citizens. They want to lay all of these blatantly American crimes at the feet of Jews and Judaism. And you have that Bilzerian condemning the Jews because he's offended, supposedly, by anyone who thinks that they're better than other people. Meanwhile, your country has mass murdered and is mass murdering all around the globe. Enslaved, tortured, pillaged, exploited, oppressed, colonized, subjugated, and dominated the entire planet with unnatural, psychotic violence and hubris. And about that you have no issue. You know, he talks about the Talmud, doing basically the same thing, by the way, that Islamophobes do with the Quran and with the Hadiths, taking statements out of context, doing the same thing to the Jews as they do to us. He talks about the Talmud, and he takes passages that dehumanize non-Jews out of context. While the West invented chattel slavery, eugenics, and has always spread the most dehumanizing, grotesque propaganda about every so-called non-white peoples on the face of the earth and acted in accordance with those views everywhere they went and still does. Okay, when he talks about the crimes of the Israelis, he's right, obviously. But this is like if you're getting stabbed by two people and one of them calls out the other one for stabbing you. Okay, he's right, but he also couldn't be more wrong. I told you that genuine anti-Jewish hatred would emerge, that old traditional Western Christian European hatred of the Jews, the hatred that is shared by both pro- and anti-Zionist Western supremacists, and used by Zionists who call themselves Jews, to justify and gain support for their colonization of Palestine. The worse that the Israeli crimes get, the more this will emerge, and the more mainstream it will become. They both commit it and condemn it, and they condemn it so that they can commit it. This is their game. No, none of these people are on our side. None of these people are honest, and you shouldn't get pulled in by what they say. They don't mean a single word that they ever say, and they never have. In the West, Zionists like Peterson and anti-Zionists like Bilzerian are on the same side. Neither one of them is on the right side of history. Both of them are just on the white side of history.